Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is the season of college applications. That is, if you're a high school senior. My kids have all been there. The angst, the deadlines, the letters of recommendation, the final standardized test attempts. Don't get me started on the essays. Throughout the school year, we are checking in on members of the class of 2024. So let's hear now from two of them, smack in the middle of college application madness. Sanaya Lovings is a senior at South Mountain High School in Phoenix, Arizona, and she's with us now. Hi, Sanaya.
Hi.
Good to have you. We also have Alex Christopher, senior at Milford High School and Applied Technology Center in Milford, New Hampshire. Alex, hello to you.
Hello.
All right, let's talk about college and applying. We are now in the window of applying early, what's called early decision, early action, where students can apply before the regular deadlines to the schools at the top of their lists. Where are you in the process now of applying? Sanaya, to you first.
I applied to Howard University. I applied to Yale. I applied to Santa Clara, Texas A&M, Baylor. So I think total 7, I did early action.
Great. And as far as what areas you want to study, what do you want to study?
I want to go into political science and pre-law. I want to do a double major in psychology and pre-law. So
very specific. Boy, you've got it figured out. Alex, let me go to you. Where are you in your process?
I just finished putting in most of my applications for early admission. I applied to a few schools, Johnson & Wales in Connecticut. I applied to the New York CIA, Culinary Institute of America. I applied to Southern New Hampshire University. So for CIA and Johnson & Wales, I'm studying hospitality and restaurant management with a culinary focus. And SNHU, I just applied as a business management with a focus on hospitality.
Okay, so you're each well on your way with your applications, and you're applying to some, you know, very selective institutions. So I want to ask you to step back for a second, maybe close your eyes, and tell me and tell our listeners, what's your dream, and how does college fit into it, Alex?
Ideal world, you start a restaurant, you get successful, you make a lot of money, happy all the time.
All right. Sanaya, your answer.
Okay. Well, I want to be a criminal defense attorney. And after that, I want to go into politics. I feel like law is such a big field. You know, there's a lot you can do with law. So, but overall, I do want to be a criminal defense attorney.
And I'm just curious, you each are, you know, have very bold, impressive aspirations, very specific aspirations. And I'm curious kind of where they come from. Sanaya, to you first. You know, this idea you have now for your career path, where'd it come from?
Honestly, I'm not too sure. I think it's just everybody always telling me, you would make a great lawyer. You make a great lawyer. Like, you know, I don't know any lawyers. I just think that everybody should have second chances, and I want to be able to give somebody that second chance.
Yeah. Okay. And Alex, what about you? Was there a conversation or a something or a moment that inspired you to say, this is what I want to do?
Well, it's partially, I want to be able to give back, make people have good times. Going to a restaurant, eating dinner with your family is always fun. Through my high school, I've done multiple classes that can help me with that. I did construction as well, but my freshman year, I took Intro to Culinary. I'm pretty sure I had it as a backup class. And through that year, I really enjoyed it and decided to go back for the next few years.
I want to ask about pressure. Surely you feel it around you if you don't feel it yourself, this collective pressure when it comes to this fall season applying to college. I have 3 in college. I've seen this movie 3 times. What is the pressure as you see it, as you hear it, as you experience it? Sanaya?
I think a lot of the pressure that I experience comes from myself. I'm like my biggest critic. I'm really hard on myself. So I think that just comes from me wanting the best for me. So it is very stressful, though. Applying for college and wanting to get in somewhere good. And, you know, it's really stressful. I had a whole mental break 2 weeks ago.
Can you tell us about that?
I think it was just all the deadlines and everything being due at one time. And still having your personal life going on and still having papers due in regular school and having to work on your personal essay for this school. And then this school wants a different writing prompt. And, you know, it's just a lot. And, you know, you have to be mentally prepared for it.
So what happened, if you don't mind me asking, because we've all been there. What happened when it all became maybe too much for you?
I think it was like right before I sent in my application to Howard. Howard is like my dream school. So doing that application and having to rely on other people too was a big thing, like having to rely on your counselor to do her part and send in your letter of recommendation on time. And I redid my personal essay like 6 times. And finally, I just told myself that if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. And I wasn't going to let anybody read the final copy. So I just sent it in and I'm really happy with it. So I hope that Howard is too. But yeah.
I mean, you sound like you made it through. Did you say you felt you were near or you had a bit of a breakdown? I don't hear that.
I know. I sound okay now, but even still, I'm still working on scholarships, trying to, you know, get most of school, hopefully all of school paid for. And that's, you know, that's something all within itself.
So how does it show up? For me, you know, when I'm very stressed, it shows up in my dreams. I've been out of school for like 100 years, but I'll have a dream of suddenly I'm at the exam and I haven't studied for it. I mean, for you, how has the stress, you've described the stress you have, how does it show up?
And headaches. I have so many headaches and I have no appetite. You know, it kind of affects me like in my body.
Alex, can you identify with any of this?
Some of it. I didn't apply to as many schools and only one of them required a individualized essay prompt that wasn't the default like common app prompts. So I didn't have as much trouble with the essays. I did have one big hiccup. I wrote it all on the common app. I didn't do a Google Doc or anything. And I gave it to my gram to proofread. And she's not the best with computers. So she gave it back to me and said, I don't know what I did. I look at it, I'm missing like 200 words in my essay. And the Common App doesn't have a back button, like you can't undo it. So I had to rewrite like 200 words. I had to guesstimate as to where I was. It was a whole thing. I was like, now I got to redo this all. Now I don't want to do it because I just spent all this time doing it. So I kind of just like left my Chromebook on the floor for a few minutes. And I was like, do I want to do this? Do I want to rewrite 200 words? And I sat there and I was all upset. And I was like, I don't want to do this. This is stupid and dumb. But I got it done. I got it submitted. And it all worked out in the end.
Well, congrats to you.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, you know, they say we reveal ourselves to ourselves right when we're stressed. That's when kind of the, you know, a real version of us comes out. And that's who we are. Have you thought about how you're going to pay for college or who might pay for it for you? Alex first.
I'm hoping to get a good amount of scholarships to make it less actual money cost to me, but we'll see how it goes.
Of course, a lot of students, to add it all up together, take on loans, they borrow money. Sometimes they borrow a lot of money. Alex, do you think about that? Is that a possibility if you need to?
Worst comes to worst, I'll see how much I need. I'm trying not to get too much in the debt because that's just going to be sad. If I have to, I can just step back, apply to somewhere different, less expensive, figure something out.
Yeah. Sanae, how about you? The money question.
I know that college is really expensive, and I know law school in particular is very expensive. And I know that I'm hoping that I can get enough scholarships and, you know, a full ride somewhere. I know that if I can't, then as much as I don't want to be in debt, that I would have to take out a loan or, you know, something along those lines. But it's, yeah, something that I'm willing to do to pursue my dream.
And finally, if I can just ask you, this is such a basic question. Sanaya, why do you want to go to college?
I think I want to go to college just so I can go and find me, get out of Arizona and figure out who Sanaya is and, you know, make a life for myself. And, you know, for the career path that I chose, you have to go to college. There's no way around it. So, you know, just to get a jump on my career and figure out who I am and who I want to be, the person I want to become. I need to leave and go further my education and, you know, just live life.
Yeah, I like it. Alex, what about you? Why do you want to go?
I feel like A lot of it comes from my gram wanting me to pursue it, get it all set. Culinary doesn't necessarily need a degree in anything to be successful in it. It just makes it a lot easier to get hired at places that have higher requirements instead of just like a local diner getting hired at like recognized restaurants. Makes everything in the industry just that little bit easier.
Well, thanks to you both. It is a stressful time. You've talked about it well, really articulated well where you are in the process and where you want to get to. So thanks for taking the time. We've been talking to our class of 2024 seniors, Sanaya Lovings of South Mountain High School in Phoenix, Arizona, and Alex Christopher from Milford High School and Applied Technology Center in Milford, New Hampshire. Best of luck to both of you, and we will check in with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.